of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
President Trump back to work in Washington with plenty to do and looking for his first major legislative win since taking the White House. Senate Republicans supposed to get to work to pass tax reform this week, and President Trump is set to meet with Republicans in the Senate tomorrow. There's also the business of keeping the government open to worry about, with funding for federal agencies set to run out in less than 2 weeks. Meanwhile, the president's being sued over his choice to lead the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Here's Mark Mayfield.
Trump named White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney to lead the banking watchdog group after Director Richard Cordray resigned on Friday. Deputy Director Leandra English filed a lawsuit against Trump's move. She's asking for Trump's appointment to be blocked since a law that created the bureau states the deputy director should lead it as acting director until the Senate confirms a replacement. Her lawyer also says that installing a White House official to lead what's supposed to be an independent agency is an unprecedented move.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
They're advertised everywhere now, but U.S. Senator Charles Schumer says those popular home DNA test kits are putting consumers' privacy at risk. He holds a news conference about it on Sunday.
Some of the companies, it says it in little letters in the fine print on page 16, but that's not good enough.
The Senate Democrats saying DNA testing companies often sell genetic data to a third party without informing the consumer, so he's calling on the FTC to investigate the industry and ensure that privacy policies protect consumers. Schumer says he doesn't want to impede.
Years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes.
Of 10%.
France has a strict 35-hour work week, and unions threaten more strikes and demonstration if things don't improve. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat. Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Local weather here at HuntingtonChamberRadio.com for Flemington and our surrounding area. 46 degrees outside right now. High today could be in the 50s. Nice sunshine out there. Tonight, chance of rain early in the morning. Otherwise, cloudy, low in the 30s. Rain on Tuesday with patchy fog. High could approach 60 degrees. Tuesday night, chance of rain before 1 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, low around 46. Rainy again Wednesday in the morning, high in the 60s again. Wednesday night, looking for more rain and some patchy fog, low in the upper 40s. Thursday, looks like the showers finish up, getting sunny with a high in the 50s. And Thursday night, low in the 30s, and looks like clear for the weekend. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good morning, everybody, or afternoon, depending on when you're listening, where you're listening. Chef Bill here, Bill Kinslow. I'm Jake's Restaurant here in Flemington, serving the community for over 25 years. Get together at the table every Monday and see what's coming up on the horizon with food and beverages and good times, right? Well, it used to be the biggest food holiday, probably Super Bowl Sundays, now surpassed Thanksgiving as far as people getting together, but Thanksgiving certainly is always ranked up there. Hopefully all the leftovers are consumed now. You've used whatever you had left from the big dinner, and now for some people, we won't have turkey again until Christmas, and others, maybe not again, except in an occasional sandwich. Turkey's always a good meal, though. And I was, thinking of many things we have to be thankful for. And when I was thinking of, putting the things away and the leftovers, thankful for refrigeration. Refrigeration and then even leading to, of course, freezing. Refrigeration, ice houses, root cellars. We had some form of trying to preserve food, at least for years, and then centuries, eons. Refrigeration, of course, makes saving food for the next day possible. Otherwise, back before, you either consumed everything, or actually, fermentation was a way of preservation, preserving the harvest, and distillation as far as grains and fruits and plants. But allowing something, fermented products. Think of, sauerkraut or kimchi, hot peppers for Tabasco sauce, soy sauce, cheese. The day's milk was mixed with a little rennet from the stomach lining and then salted and kept in a cool place. Bread, especially sourdough bread. That's a fermented product. Pizza dough, usually pizzerias that make their own dough, it's at least a couple of days ahead of time, and it allows the yeast to rise slowly to keep it in a cool place, and the flavors develop. Bread ferments, and actually when these sugars get consumed by the yeast, of course, and the yeast grows, and that does throw off a little bit of alcohol. And as I said, beverages, vinegars, many of the things that seem to taste good and have those unique, craveable properties are fermented products. So, that was our way of preservation. But thanks for refrigeration, so we can save things and have our food live to sustain us another day. So, what's going on this week? Okay, today is actually French Toast Day. French toast is always good. 30th is Mousse. And today we want to talk about chocolate. I figure getting ready for the holidays and New Year's celebrations, hopefully we'll be making some nice desserts, right? Some sweets. Chocolate's always good. So we'll talk about chocolate. Of course, mousse is a light, nice, light, airy dish and doesn't have to be always sweet. It can be savory. If you think of seafood, especially, I've made, like if you're making a seafood sausage or sometimes a filling, dumplings, all these things, basically you're whipping some egg white and sometimes, in the case of frozen or chilled mousses, adding whipped cream. In the hot mousse, it's just, it is some cream and some egg white for the protein. Gives it structure, and of course these things can incorporate air. Gives it that nice texture we're looking for. Ice cream, there's overrun. There's air blended into ice cream, so it's a little denser than a mousse, but kind of the same idea. In fact, if you wanted, if you don't have an ice cream maker, making a chocolate mousse or a sablion mousse are ways you could have a nice frozen dessert without, and have it homemade, of course, and not have to use an ice cream maker. Biscuit tortoni comes to mind. I used to make that, the one restaurant I worked in, we didn't have an ice cream freezer in when we opened, even. I just said, well, you know, and we didn't have a supplier yet, didn't really know what we were going to do, and said, well, I'll just make these mousses, and I would make chocolate and sablion, of course, the nice marsala egg custard, which normally is served warm with fruit, or it could be cold, uses a filling. But what I did is make the sablion with the yolks and the marsala and the sugar and cooled it off and then blended in whipped cream. Poured into champagne saucers or serving dishes and froze it. You can freeze it in bulk and then scoop it. The nice thing, of course, an ice cream machine, when you're churning ice cream, you don't want crystallization. If you just freeze it solid as it is without the air going into it, a granita or an ice is a type of dessert like that, but it has some crystals and a little more, a different texture to it, not quite as smooth. The biscuit tortoni, very simple recipe, and I was glad to find it because it, you know, kind of served as our vanilla ice cream, if you will. Simple recipe to make 12 little, remember, you've probably seen them, little muffin cups or little paper cups that you get sometimes at a, you can get them at an Italian pastry shop. We used to serve them even on parties. And you put these cups in your muffin tin, and it's simply a half cup of crushed macaroons. Now, macaroons, we use the dry ones. There's a couple of types of them. There's the soft egg white whipped ones that almond flavored that you can buy. They're a little bit chewy, but seek out the hard ones. They're like a regular cookie, almond flavored. So you have a half cup of crushed macaroons, toasted almonds that have been crushed. You need a half cup of those, and about a quarter cup of confectioner's sugar, or else otherwise known as 10X sugar. 2 cups of cream, a couple of tablespoons of amaretto, a teaspoon of rum, or a tablespoon of rum. So what we do is we've got 2 cups of cream. You set 1 cup aside and add the crushed macaroons, the almonds, the flavorings, amaretto and rum, and add your confectioner's sugar to that. So you blend all those together and let them sit for a little while so the cookies soften up. You whip the other cup of cream, nice stiff peaks, and then you fold the two substances together. So you've got a kind of a thick liquid folded in to whipped cream. Fold it gently with that nice circular scooping motion of the spatula in a bowl. And now you can pipe it with a pastry bag or fill the muffin cups or freeze it as is and just scoop it. Of course, to garnish on the top, you could use more toasted almonds or a whole blanched almond if you like. We used to put a cherry on top, and not a maraschino. I would actually get the nice glossed cherries, a little bit better than those brilliant red things that we find in kitty cocktails, maraschino cherries. I guess they have their place, but we like the glaciered cherries. So you've got 12 little cups, nice homemade, kind of like an ice cream, but it's a mousse. What else? Oh, celebrate pies this week, fritters on the 2nd. 5th is comfort food. And comfort food, I guess that's a buzzword now with restaurants or even home cooking. It's things that bring us back to maybe a safer, earlier time or a time when we perceive things as being simpler. And we think of, and a lot of, every culture has their own. Maybe call it the food you grew up on, reminds you of when you were a kid and didn't have so many worries as you do as an adult. One of the, I would say, a pretty top comfort food is hot chocolate. So we're going to look at chocolate today. Figure out a few simple things that you can do at home. Yes, there's tempering, there's work with chocolate that the masters do, and it's beautiful, but we'll talk about some simple things, a couple of techniques, and not having to use anything really special in the way of chocolate, although you can, if you like to play with your food as we do, as we chefs do, the working with melted chocolate and doing different shapes and coatings and things like that is always fun, but we're going to keep it simple today. We'll be back after a couple of messages at the table, and we'll get into chocolate. Chef Bill's Table.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Time your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambi's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Back at the table here, Chef Bill's Table, talking about chocolate. What is chocolate? Because we said it was a fermented product, pods from the cacao. It has to be harvested, of course, dried and fermented. And there's several types out there. And, of course, chocolate first was used before the addition of sugar. It was a beverage. Or I know you've seen it in maybe moles or chilies. And please don't just throw chocolate chips in there. If you're going to add chocolate as an ingredient, you'd have to get some good unsweetened chocolate for that. Otherwise, don't bother. But as a beverage, of course, it was mixed more likely with water and, of course, without sugar. Very bitter, just like coffee is bitter. Of course, the product grows in the same regions as coffee. And before the addition of a sweetener, you know, again, it was one of these, it was restorative, you know, it has some nutrients to it and maybe a little bit of the caffeine effect. And it was mainly for royalty. Now, once sugar got added to it, then it became a little more popular. And of course, we added dairy to it with milk chocolate. Once that was came along, then, of course, it was available to the masses. It was a lot cheaper. In its original form, of course, it was expensive and just for the upper crust, shall we say. So when we're thinking about chocolate, of course, candy bars and all those things, milk chocolate is the big thing, again, stretched out. But I like dark chocolate. Dark chocolate has a lot of characteristics, almost like a red wine. In fact, red wines and chocolate can go together. I think Zinfandel or Shiraz, you want something, you know, some good fruit flavors. But if you take a piece of dark chocolate, a small piece, and just let it melt on your tongue, and kind of use your, you know, aerate it through your nostrils, just like if you were tasting wine. I like to close my mouth and breathe out through my nose, and picks up your olfactory nerves, of course, give you a lot more taste than your tongue does. Chocolate's unique in that, of course, at room temperature it's a solid, and at our body temperature it melts inside. Pretty magic, right? But instead of, you know, again, taking large amounts of inexpensive stuff, do a tasting sometime. Take something with, say, a 58 or 60% cacao and try it against a 68 and then maybe a 78%. You'll see the differences. And it's just like doing, as I said, a wine tasting. You get the little pieces, the nibs, and try it out. Now you see Baker's chocolate out there, and Baker's is actually a brand name. It doesn't mean it's just used for baking, although it always is. Or I'm sorry, the German chocolate, the unsweetened. Basically, you're going to use three or four types in cooking with chocolate. Your unsweetened chocolate, then your semi-sweet, which are also your morsels. The semi-sweet chips are very easy to use. I like them when you're melting chocolate. Otherwise, you have to kind of chop it up. Cocoa powder, of course, the Dutch process, that thing removed the fat from it, so that powder is handy for many things, whether using meringues or even, again, making your hot chocolate. And you have white chocolate, which is the chocolate liquor. It doesn't have too many of the flavors of chocolate. It's more just the fat. And it's neat. It's a nice contrast, but it's not really what I call chocolate, although it is useful. Other things that go, I know, Highlands single malt scotch and good chocolate go very well together. You've got some vanilla and orange overtones, caramel maybe from the oak that the scotch is aged in. And, of course, these characteristics are complementary to chocolate. So if we're making chocolate for a beverage, hot chocolate, and then of course there's packets out there, there's mixes that you can buy. I remember my sister telling me, Kathy, she was, spent time in South America, and everybody had their little their aluminum pots and little wooden, looked like a paddle implement, and people would stir with the hot milk or the hot water, crumbled chocolate and blend it together. Now, an easy one for one person, of course, a cup of warm milk, a couple of tablespoons of cocoa powder, 1 to 2 tablespoons of sugar or other sweetener, depending on what you like, a little dash of vanilla, and dissolve this together, and you've got a hot chocolate. But something that's nice and thick, even better, is use melted chocolate. And use good stuff, dark chocolate, things that you like. You also don't even need milk. You could use other almond milk or other types of beverage that are called milk. Or just use water, good water. Heat water and melt the chocolate in it. And if you don't want the dairy, really just allows you to taste that chocolate. And then, again, for sugar, don't put in too much. You've got that nice, rich chocolate, and it's even with hot water. I like coffee. Complements chocolate well, and you'll see in a couple of these recipes, I like to use... I always keep espresso powder on hand. We used to make coffee and, you know, reduce it to strengthen it, but that really turns it too bitter. If you have an espresso machine or a little pod thing at home, of course, you can always do that. But the powder is very easy because you can get very concentrated, not with too much liquid, just get that coffee flavor. And alternately, of course, a coffee liqueur, but then, of course, you're adding alcohol and sugar, where just plain espresso powder allows you a little more flexibility. So, it's a beverage. Now, the chocolate mousse, as I mentioned that biscuit tortoni before, the Savillon mousse. Made it, say, in several places. Always a good technique to learn, too, is the folding. So, simple, you keep it in proportion. We would use the semi-sweet morsels, or chocolate chips, as they're known. You need a double boiler or simply a metal bowl over some simmering hot water. Some techniques or recipes call for melting the chocolate in the microwave, and you can do that if you want. Melt it slowly. You don't want to boil it up, though. You got to be careful. So 6 ounces of chocolate, either shaved, semi-sweet, or the morsels. 2 ounces of unsalted butter. 6 egg yolks. Maybe around an ounce of espresso or strong instant espresso that you've made. 3 ounces of sugar, 6 egg whites, and a cup of cream, which you're going to whip. You can put another flavoring in there, rum. You can put orange flavor. And oftentimes we could use either extracts or use the liqueur. In the case of rum, we'd use probably dark rum. So what you do is melt the chocolate and the butter together over a water bath. And you have your yolks off to the side. I add the espresso in there also when I'm melting the chocolate. And don't mix it around too much. You just want to get it nice and smooth. You've got 3 ounces of sugar. What you do with that is when you beat your egg whites with about half that sugar, and then you get a nice, like a light meringue. Then, when the meringue is done, of course, you know, fold in the other sugar. So you've got something with some structure there. So you've got your egg whites, your yolks. You're going to add to the melted chocolate and stir. Take them off the heat, but that's going to temper the yolks, get them up to a good temperature where they're cooked. If you want to. Use pasteurized eggs if you're a little bit afraid of raw egg, but you're going to freeze this anyway. We always use good fresh eggs. You can pasteurize the yolks and chocolate. You could cook the yolks and chocolate a little bit over the water bath to 145 degrees. That's really all you need to pasteurize. And the same thing with the whites if you want to get them a little warmed up, but I really don't bother with that. So you've got your yolk mixture off to the side with the chocolate. Let that cool off a little bit. You've got your meringue made, and then you have to whip your cup of cream. Now, folding techniques, what we would normally do is fold the chocolate into the egg whites, and then that mixture folded into the heavy cream. Some people would say, okay, you could put the meringue and the cream together, fold those together, and then blend in the chocolate. I like to do it with the whites and the chocolate first, so you get a consistent looking product. You don't want lumps of chocolate in there. And then, of course, the cream, because it's colder, it's going to chill the chocolate, but when it's already blended with the whites, you won't have your chunks of chocolate in there by cooling it too much. So once this mousse is made, you can freeze it in bulk as it is, or put it into cups or whatever your vessel is you're going to serve it in and freeze it. One place we used to make it and freeze it, and then for service we would actually keep it just in the refrigerator so it wasn't totally frozen hard, just kind of firm. As I said, you could keep it chilled, it's nice, or frozen, either one, and you have nice, kind of, I think better than ice cream, right? Maybe not as intensely flavored as a chocolate ice cream, but certainly very rich, and it's homemade. We'll be back after this break for news at Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A former rival of the president-elect's has a warning about keeping promises made on the election trail.
If we're given the White House and both houses of Congress and we don't deliver, I think there'll be pitchforks and torches in the streets, and I think quite rightly.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas making that dire warning on ABC's This Week.
Because if we deliver on the promises, that's how we actually turn the country around, bring back jobs and raise wages for people that are hurting.
Cruz was speaking in response to questioning about Trump's apparent flips on some of his past promises, including not pursuing a prosecution of Hillary Clinton and possibly keeping some parts of Obamacare intact. Getting late word of a possible active shooter on the campus of Ohio State University in Columbus. There is a massive police presence on campus, and it appears police have a parking garage surrounded. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.99% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Back at the table here, Chef Bill's Table, 100andchamberradio.com, talking about chocolate. So one of the most useful things you can have in your arsenal of recipes is chocolate ganache. Ganache is great. It's simple to make, and it can be used as a glaze or a frosting. It can be used, whipped and used as a filling. It can be kept warm and used as a, use it for basically like a chocolate fondue. And you can make a truffles out of it if it's cooled off. Chocolate truffles out of ganache. And you simply cool the ganache so it's something you can scoop to make your little shapes. Truffle, of course, is that fungus that grows that is so valuable, and then chocolate truffles are meant to look like them. You have your little rounds of chocolate and of the ganache, and then simply roll them in cocoa powder so it looks like the dirt on the outside. And truffles, of course, I mean, there's many ways you can You know, people take them and dip them, maybe in white chocolate or half in white chocolate, you know, coat them with more ganache or some chocolate coating. Sometimes the coatings, of course, you can buy them, and that's where sometimes you need to work with the chocolate a little bit and temper it and use a spatula. You know, you want to get that real glossy look to it, but pretty much for most of our use, the ganache really solves a lot of problems. We used to make a chocolate cake, for example, which you could make either your chocolate sponge, you could do flourless chocolate cake, which we'll go into, and use the ganache as a filling by whipping it, because after all, it's really chocolate cream, and it is one you can whip, and it will lighten up in flavor and color, and you can spread it between layers of cake. So, really useful. I've flavored it and used it as a glaze for a nut tart. I would, when I'm scalding the cream for this ganache, I would put some chipotle and adobo in there. Now, a little heat with the chocolate is great. That's what makes moles so good. But even with sweets, it really intensifies the chocolate flavor. So, the basic recipe I've used is 21 ounces of chocolate, good chocolate, and you want to chop it up small pieces, 2 cups of cream, and up to 1/4 cup of some kind of flavoring, depending on what you're going to do with the ganache. It could be, you know, again, a little bit of coffee or espresso. It could be vanilla. It could be Grand Marnier or Amaretto. If you want to make it spicy, what I do when I scald the cream is I put maybe one of those chipotle, those little canned chipotles and adobo in the cream, and scald the cream, let it steep for a little while, strain out the chili, and use that warm cream to make the ganache. So basically, in a bowl, you've got your chopped up chocolate, and you scald your cream, pour the hot cream over the chocolate, and then start stirring. I usually let it sit a couple of minutes, and that hot cream is going to melt the chocolate. Of course, the chocolate's going to cool down the cream a little bit, so it's not going to be too hot. And just simply stir it off the heat until it's nice and smooth. Then you can add your flavoring, if you're putting any liqueurs or a little bit of extract in there. And now you've got it. So in this state here, when it's still nice and liquid like that, you could keep it warm and use it for a simple chocolate fondue. If you let it come down to room temperature, you could use it as a frosting. Well, once it's spreadable, if you want to pour it over something as a glaze, of course, you would have it a little bit warmer, and you can warm it back up if you need to. If you're going to make a filling with it, you let it cool even more. I wouldn't refrigerate it too long, but you want it still, you'd be able to put it in your mixing bowl, or if you're using a hand mixer, just whip it up in that bowl that you have right there, and you've got a nice filling for the cake. If you're making truffles, of course, you chill it down so you can scoop it. You would scoop to make your little shapes, whether the little egg shape or a little, we use it with a melon scooper, make the balls or make canals with your 2 tablespoons looking like a little egg. Then you put them back in the refrigerator to get hard. At that point, you take them out and then roll them in your cocoa powder, or if you want to roll them in crushed nuts, you know, walnuts or almonds, anything like that, if you're going to do different types of truffles. I like the classic. When you have you flavor the ganache and then just roll it in the dark cocoa powder. Make it look dirty and rough on the outside, right? Those are good. They can store at room temperature then, or you can keep them chilled. Watch it in the summertime. They might get a little soft. So now, as a filling, we can, of course, use a regular chocolate cake if you want, or if you want another type of cake. The ganache also, I use it as a Sicilian cassata. I use this as the glaze on the outside. So a cassata cake usually would be the Genoa, the yellow sponge cake with the cannoli filling, the sweet ricotta with the shaved chocolate in it, a little orange zest or extract to it. I like the orange in there with the chocolate, or lemon. Now, some recipes may call just for the cake layers with the filling, and maybe more filling or a chocolate icing on the outside. But I like to glaze it with the ganache. I'll make this cake with, even you could use pound cakes if you want the little loaf look to it. Probably the easiest way, then you don't have to make a cake. The pound cake's nice and firm. Just cut it into, make three layers or four if you like, and fill the cake with the ricotta filling. Get it cold again, and then simply spread the cooled ganache over as your frosting. Then you can either, and I would do a crumb coat first, do it even if some of the cake shows through, just get some on there, chill it down, and then use more, either pipe it on, use a palette knife and do a decorative swirls, or maybe pipe some little decorations on there if you like with the cooled ganache. And then this cake, of course, with the ricotta, you've got to keep it chilled for safety reasons. You don't want to leave it out too long, but the glaze will harden up, and then with a hot knife just slice right through. But also you could make what we call a flourless chocolate cake, which is, again, especially if you're adverse to using wheat, this is a cake that's very rich in flavor. Simple, same ingredients, eggs, butter, and chocolate, sugar. What we do is we'll have, for an 8-inch round, we want to line it with a round of wax paper and then butter that paper so the cake comes out easy. You want to butter the sides of the pan. You're going to have a 375-degree oven. You're just going to have 4 ounces of good chocolate and a stick of butter. And again, you would put a little dash of espresso in there if you like, either the powder or a little bit of concentrate. You melt the chocolate and the butter over your water bath. You've got 3 eggs, 3/4 cup of sugar. Now, there's a couple of ways you could do this. You could whisk in the sugar to the melted butter and chocolate, and then whisk in the eggs, or for a little bit lighter texture, take your eggs and your sugar and beat them together a good 8 minutes or so. You want them, when you see in recipes, beat them till they're light lemon-colored. It's true, the eggs will gain in volume. You also want that sugar to dissolve in there fairly well. So I would say beat the sugar and the eggs together, and then you're going to combine those with the melted chocolate, and you also have a 1/2 cup of cocoa powder. You're going to sift that into your egg and chocolate mixture and fold that in, so that becomes kind of like your flour. You might want to have a little bit more for dusting, if you like, for this cake. So add the cake to your little round pan, 375 degrees, about 25 minutes. You want to cool it for a few minutes and then get it out of the pan, invert it out of the pan before it cools too much. You want it still to be able to get loose from the sides of the pan. You could use a springform pan if you like, but they're a little deep. You just want to bake this 25 minutes until there's a thin crust on it. And I think your lava cakes that were invented, I think, came out of recipes like this. They're little cupcakes that you would make with flourless cake batter. And they were simply, it was a mistake, they were simply underbaked. And when the chef, of course, went to serve it and cut it, the molten chocolate flowed from the inside and it became, now you can buy these things with chocolate centers and put them in the microwave and the chocolate runs out, but originally came from just actually a kitchen error with a flourless chocolate cake. Oh, So with these rounds now, you're making one here. If you could, if you want to make two for a good layer cake. Sometimes these flourless, of course, they're pretty intense flavored. Maybe just a little whipped cream, or if you want a custard, or sometimes simply a dusting of powdered sugar. But the other thing is, you could take a couple of these and fill them with your whipped ganache, and then glaze it with more ganache. I think that leads us. I think Marcel de Saulnier, Death by Chocolate, is something like this. It's, I don't know if it's the flourless chocolate, but simply it's chocolate, chocolate, more chocolate. Can't go wrong. We're going to come back and talk maybe about a chocolate terrine, or pâté, if you will, a nice chocolate loaf when we come back after this break. We've got a break for a couple of messages here at Chef Bill's Table.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Table here. So winding down, let's see. Chocolate terrine or chocolate loaf. Let's see, this one give you a 9x5 loaf pan. You should get a good 16 slices out of it. You're going to line the loaf pan again with wax paper and butter the sides of the pan inside so you can get this loaf out. Might have to warm it up a little bit on the outside to slide it out. So we're going to use again our semi-sweet chocolate or bittersweet in 12 ounces. We're going to melt this chocolate over the water bath. In the meantime, We're going to take a cup and a half of sugar and a third cup of water and combine it in a saucepan and make a syrup out of that. And you make the syrup and let that cool down. This one calls for 3 sticks of butter at room temperature and 2 3/4 cup of cocoa powder. You're going to beat the butter till it's fluffy with the cocoa powder. And then blend in 3 egg yolks and 2 eggs to this whipped butter and cocoa powder. Blend that in well. And then you're going to beat in the chocolate and the syrup. So you've got melted chocolate, you've got cooled syrup, you've got your butter and cocoa powder blended together, and then adding again your eggs, the yolks and the 2 eggs. Again, and use pasteurized eggs if you want to. So after this is done, you're going to blend in 1/4 cup of amaretto and 2 teaspoons of almond extract. And then we have 2 cups of toasted almonds, the slivered almonds. So you're going to fold those almonds in there. And now you've got this mixture, you're going to put it in the 9x5 loaf pan and wrap it in plastic and simply chill it. Chill it well. They say overnight. I mean, you give it a good 8 hours or so, because even though it might seem on the top to be a little firm, you want this firm all the way through. And, of course, it's chocolate. It's butter. It will get nice and firm again at refrigerator temperature. I wouldn't freeze it to rush the process. Just give yourself the extra day for this one. Now, to get it out of the pan, of course, sometimes you just warm up the outside of the pan. One technique I've done is you get a towel with hot water and wring it out, and then just wrap the pan with that simple heat like that. That residual heat should be enough to melt the butter, and you don't want to melt the chocolate too much. You just want to slide the chocolate out of there. For garnishing, you need 2 cups of cream whipped up. You might want to dust with some cocoa powder. You could take a 1/2 cup of almonds, toasted, and press them into the sides if you like. And they say it's whipped cream, and then, of course, this would go nicely with any kind of fruit for a dessert. So you have a chocolate terrine. Classic dish, pot de creme, spelled like pots de cream. For we who are not French, pot de creme. I made this years ago. I found it. It's a kind of a chocolate custard, if you will. Advantage to it is, of course, you can make your individual ramekin, your individual servings. It's, I guess, you know, kind of like a pudding, but much, much richer. We've got, of course, our eggs in there. And again, working with these chocolate recipes, you can see the eggs, sugar. I like to use the super fine sugar if you can. It dissolves better. So enough for 8 4-ounce ramekins. You'll need your oven at 325. We're going to bake these in a water bath, which means we'll have probably a large rectangular baking pan. You put the ramekins in there and you have hot water. What I do is I set the pan with the ramekins in the middle of the oven and then add the hot water. Don't try to carry the pan with water slopping all over. You don't want any water getting into the custard. But just, you know, halfway up the ramekins there, just to provide that moisture, and it evens the heat out. That's why we bake in a water bath. So for this, we've got 6 ounces of sugar, 12 ounces of warm milk, 12 ounces of warm cream. We need, and again, this is by weight baking recipe, 4.5 ounces of eggs. That would be about 2 extra large eggs. And then 2 egg yolks from extra large eggs. Just that little bit. You need that extra half ounce. 3 ounces of melted bittersweet chocolate and 1/2 ounce of vanilla. So you're going to take 4 ounces of the sugar, and you're going to caramelize it. So you put it on the stove, get it till it's that amber color. Then you're going to add the milk and cream. So basically you're making a caramel, which is very complimentary with the chocolate. You'll beat the rest of the sugar with the eggs and the yolks. And you have to temper the egg and yolks with the syrup mixture. By tempering that, we mean since that syrup is hot, you need to add a little bit of the syrup to the egg and yolk mixture to bring those up to temperature, and then you can add that mixture back to the syrup. You can't just pour all the hot syrup over the eggs at once. You'll scramble the eggs. Now, as a safety, or as a, you know, if you want, after you've added the chocolate and vanilla to this tempered egg and caramel mixture, you can strain it if you think you got a couple little lumps in there. And this mixture, you're going to add the 1/2 ounce of vanilla. So you've got this chocolate mixture that you're going to pour into the ramekins, little 4 ounce, you know, the custard cups, if you will. And they'll bake at 325 in the water bath for about 45 minutes. You want them to be about 165 degrees, or when you shake them, they're firm. You could do the old thin paring knife trick if you want, but instant read thermometer. You want that custard to come up to temperature so the eggs will set. You don't want this to be runny. And then these can be set aside. You could you could serve them warm if you like, or chill them. And it's like a chocolate custard. Very elegant pudding, if you will. So, basically what we're telling you is, you know, chocolate, you can use fancy. And again, the darker, the better. The higher cacao content, the better. But having some good semi-sweet or bittersweet chocolate on hand and some cocoa powder, you can do quite a bit. I'm going to say, if you learn how to make ganache, the mousse formula. If you're doing chocolate mousse, or if you're making your tortoni, savillon, anything like that, vanilla mousse, orange. Nice thing with the mousse, you can add other flavorings, as with these other things, other recipes rather. Raspberry, think orange, think rum. All these things go well with chocolate. So enjoy chocolate anytime. And especially during the holidays, you got a couple of nice, simple things you can do and satisfy that chocolate craving. We've got to sign off, Chef Bill. Next week, we got our champagne tasting coming up at Jake's on the. It's a week from this Wednesday. Mostly for buyers. Put out some good noshes there. We'll go over matching up some food with champagne next week on the when we get back at the table here. Get ready again for the holiday season. Chef Bill signing off. Talk to you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Ball.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician.